Georgia villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, you need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Go, girl!
Huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay, then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl.
Listen for President and Baffling.
Another exciting day begins as Becky gets ready to attend her very first Word Girl fan club meeting.
We're about to start, so time for you to get lost.
Guess the excitement will have to wait.
TJ, Word Girl would want the meeting to be open to everyone. Stay, Becky. I'm almost finished with the mural.
Thanks, Violet. I'm sure Word Girl would want me to be here, although I'm not sure how she would feel about TJ.
Hey! As president of the International Word Girl Fan Club, I call this meeting to order. First item on the agenda is...
Mr. President!
Johnson, you're late.
Yes, sir, Mr. President!
Ooh, and so are your monthly dues.
Yes, Mr. President. I offer this as payment, sir.
Whoa, where'd you get that?
At a yard sale. It's some kind of super remote or something, Mr. President, sir.
I wonder what it goes to.
Probably nothing. Hey, this would be great for the time machine game that we built at last week's meeting. As president of the International Word Girl Fan Club, I propose a short recess from Word Girl business in order to go right to playing Adventures of Word Girl. All in favor?
Aye!
Now, as president of the Word Girl Fan Club, I'm sending us to the year 1 million BC, where we can help prehistoric Word Girl defeat the dinosaurs.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Initiate warp speed.
Kind of funny that we're not wanted at a Word Girl Fan Club meeting, huh?
I was thinking the same thing. Of course, I still find it baffling that nobody realizes you're Word Girl.
Why? What do you mean?
Look out! It's a robot!
Sounds like Toby and his robots are at it again. Come on, Bob. Word up!
Ow, ow, ow.
That's odd, Huggy. I've never seen one of Toby's robots act so clumsily. And where's Toby? The robots usually don't go anywhere without him.
Hey, buttons with animals on them. As president of the International Word Girl Fan Club, I hereby turn you into a chicken.
Did I just hear that robot squawk? Huh. Well, come on, Huggy. Let's take this clunky chicken out. What?
Initiating chimpanzee maneuvers!
I have to admit, I'm baffled. And where's Toby? Try his house?
Meanwhile, across town...
With my global positioning tracking device, I'll be able to locate my master remote and reclaim my Word Girl! Word Girl?
Toby, what's the deal with your robots? They're acting all...
Wacky? I know! Someone bought my master remote and is now using it to control them. Oh, the audacity!
You sold your master remote?
No. My mother sold it at her yard sale. By accident, oh, parent.
Huh. Well, we better start looking for it.
Right! Good thing I... wait, did you say we? As in you and I? Together?
Of course. You know what it looks like, I don't.
Right, of course. Oh, my lucky day has finally arrived. At last, some quality time with... Word Girl.
Oh, hold on a sec. Did the remote have a tracking device?
Of course it didn't. Why, I am baffled. I've never heard of a tracking device, was it?
Yeah, you know, something that tells you where your remote is, in case you lost it.
Right. Nope. Sorry, never thought to make one.
Oh, well. Let's get started. You ready, Huggy?
Just so you know, the remote was sold hours ago, so it could be far, far away. Why, it might take days, even weeks of working together to find it.
I hope not.
Oh, I hope so. I remember seeing the librarian at the yard sale, so we search the library first.
Nope, no luck.
Me neither, although I did stumble across this in the rare book section.
A first edition Webster's Dictionary from 1806!
Would you like to sit down and read it with me?
I'd love to!
But no fair peeking and telling me how it ends.
But I already know. The Z.
Right. Was just a little joke.
Yeah, I knew that. Oh, Huggy's right. No time to read. We have to find that remote.
Might I suggest try the museum next? I have a hunch. Well, so much for my hunch. I am just baffled. Where, oh, where could that remote be? Ah, well, it is nice to take a break and look at my favorite painting.
That's my favorite painting, too. Something about it just speaks to me, you know?
Me too. It says...
Read.
Wow. Word girl, I never realized we had so much in common.
Neither did I. Right, Huggy. The remote.
And I know the next place we should search. I was just so sure we'd find a clue here. This case is proving to be so baffling. I know, it's just so...
Confusing.
Puzzling.
Unclear.
Wow, you understand me so well, word girl. It's like we can finish each other's...
Thoughts?
Exactly.
Yeah, right, well... Hey, I just realized something. Your robots haven't attacked anything in a while.
You're right. I wonder why.
As president of the Word Girl fan club, I say... Use it or lose it, Violet!
No! I don't think we should be pressing these buttons unless we know what they do!
Well then, as president of the International Word Girl Fan Club, I say give me the remote back!
No!
Give me!
The robots could have stopped for any number of reasons. Oh well, we should really plan our next move. I'm thinking either the movie theater or the candy store.
One vote for the candy store! Oh, wait, hold on.
Robots, everyone, run!
My super hearing is picking up some chaos of the robot variety. They're back.
Oh, well, by all means, let's go get them. Stop that foolishness! I raised you better than that!
Robots are all around TJ's clubhouse.
Stop!
Give me that remote back!
Great news, Toby! I know where your remote is!
Oh, joy.
Meanwhile, back at the fort, TJ has let this presidency thing go to his head.
Get back! As president of the Word Girl Fan Club, I order you to obey my every command.
We all know you're president of the International Word Girl Fan Club. You don't have to keep saying it.
As president of the International Word Girl Fan Club, I say that I can say as president of the International Word Girl Fan Club as many times as I want. As president of the International Word Girl Fan Club.
Hey, look! Robot!
Whoa. Whoa. This remote controls those. Word Girl, in person.
Hi, Word Girl. Huggy. Toby.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. There's the remote. What's that noise?
Noise? What noise? I don't hear any noise.
A tracking device for the remote. But you said you didn't make one.
Well, technically, I didn't make it. It came free with the remote.
We wasted all this time looking for the remote when...
Wasted? Excuse me, I scarcely think a day spent in a library and museum can be called wasted. I mean, you did have a nice time, didn't you?
That's not the point.
point. We could...
Aha! So you admit it! You had a nice time with me!
That's not what I said!
All right, that's enough. You've had your fun. Now hand over my remote.
Never! As president of the International Word Girl Fan Club, I refuse.
President? You don't even know what the word means.
I do so. It means, king, right?
Actually, president means someone chosen or elected to be the head of a group. You know, like Violet is the president of her fifth grade class.
Right. Wait, how did you know that word, girl?
Oh, lucky guess.
Well, I'm the president, and I order these robots to dance.
Give me that!
Say goodbye to your clubhouse.
Oh, yeah? Me!
You give me that! Oh, give it! No! Give it back! No! No! Give
me!
Give
me!
You! No!
Give me that back! Oh, yeah? Well, watch this! Here you go. Here's your remote back.
This is totally unfair! It's going to take me days to rebuild!
Well, maybe if we had found the remote earlier instead of running all over town, Toby.
Yes, well, I don't have a snappy response to that.
And so the baffling case of the missing remote and the president of the Word Girl Fan Club is solved. And Toby finally got to spend his dream day with Word Girl.
Hey!
Join us next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl!
I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is swerve. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Emily!
A swerve is one of those old-timey cars that grandmas drive.
I'm sorry, Emily, that is incorrect. Anyone?
A swerve is that yellow painted line in the middle of the road?
Sorry, that too is incorrect.
To swerve means to weave a zigzag, as Granny Mae's car did in the clip. That episode introduces the character of Granny Mae, by the way. Landmark episode.
You're right. Congratulations, Tommy. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl unicycle. Be the envy of all your friends when they see you gliding down the street. Or maybe even swerving down the street. Ah! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Psst. Listen for Motivate and Finale. At a shoe store in the heart of the city, we join a crime already in progress.
Great. A robbery.
That's right. Money and shoes in the bag.
Hold on. Let me get the manager.
That won't be necessary. Prepare, mortal, to face the amazing rope guy.
And his new sidekick, the Whammer.
No, Whammer. Yeah, I don't know how to say this. This isn't working out.
What? What do you mean? We totally whammed it.
Sorry, you're a terrible sidekick. It's not your fault. You're fired.
The Whammer thanks you for the opportunity. Good luck in all your future projects.
Hey, Whammer, can you help me out here?
Whammer just messed up another job.
Have you just messed up another job?
Wham?
Are you tired of being a sidekick? Someone else's assistant?
Yeah.
Do you want to be your own boss? Take your career to the next level?
Yeah, wham the next level.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I don't know.
Come see the coach.
I will.
Right now.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. I just don't feel so Whammer. You know, just not sure I want to be a sidekick anymore. I think I want to...
Be your own boss.
Yeah.
Well, you've come to the right place. My job is to motivate you, to inspire you, to take action and to get what you want out of life.
Motivate? That sounds totally whammer. Yeah.
Now, this is a big change here, so we're gonna tackle it step by step. Step one. What's something you'll want right now?
Orange juice? Great! Now, take the first step towards achieving your dreams. Go out and get some orange juice!
Wham!
Get motivated!
Wham!
You have the power to be it, then do it!
Orange juice, yeah!
The power!
Wham!
Wham!
Meanwhile, at the tranquil suburban home of Becky Botsford.
I want to watch Robots, Robots, Robots.
But Robots is a repeat.
So it's a great episode.
Yeah, it is. But I need to watch the Pretty Princess, Magical Princess, and Sparkling Pony Power Hour. It's the finale.
All right, that's enough. Now, TJ, I believe you got to pick yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, but...
Yep, 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 yep. Then Becky gets to decide what to watch today.
Pretty Princess!
Yuck.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report. Trouble at the grocery store.
There was a loud wham, and now all of our orange juice is missing. This is horrible.
Ugh, I've gotta go. I forgot about my, kite flying practice.
Huh? Pretty Princess, what a joke. Ugh. Nothing but dresses and jewelry and... Ooh, is that a dragon? TJ like.
Yeah! The whammer wham step one!
All right! How'd it feel?
Totally whammer? Yeah!
That's what I like to hear! Whammer means good, right?
Yeah, whammer. But check this out. The whammer stole this orange juice all on his own, yeah!
Well, that is so... Well, hold on. You stole the orange juice?
Yeah. Whammer's a criminal. Yeah!
Really? I just assumed you were a professional wrestler.
No way. The whammer does two things. Whams and steals stuff. And whams.
He'll steal whatever I tell him to.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Okay. It's time to take the second step toward achieving your dream. What do you want next?
More orange juice!
No, something more like a, I don't know, a car, huh?
Whammer likes cars!
Good, great, so do I. Now, a sidekick would probably just want one car, but since you want to be better than a sidekick, you'd want, two cars!
Whammer wants two cars, yeah!
Give one to the coach.
Hey, coach! Would you want the Whammer's second car?
Well, since you asked.
All right! The Whammer is motivated, gonna steal two cars. Yeah, Whammer!
Meanwhile, scouring the city.
Based on the wham that grocer heard, I'm guessing the Whammer's on the loose. You're right, Huggy. The Whammer's always someone's sidekick, so there's probably some devious supervillain behind the crime. Aw, man, this is gonna take forever. I'm totally going to miss the Pretty Princess finale. No, there is no next episode. This is the finale. You know, the end of something. And it's often climactic and exciting. Like in our adventures, that big exciting fight between us and the villain at the end of each episode. That's the finale.
Hey! Help!
That's coming from the used car dealership.
Two giant trucks for... Whammer in the coach!
Hey! You can't just walk out of here without...
Activate emergency plan number 827. Howdy, Whammer. What you up to?
Stealing these trucks, Wham!
So, whose sidekick are you now?
Nobody's. No more sidekicking.
Then why are you stealing two trucks?
Okay. Now the Whammer's confused. And when the Whammer gets confused...
Great. I wonder if Pretty Princess is having as hard a time as I am.
Quickly, to the Pretty Flower Mobile. Count Cloudy is coming.
Oh!
Great job, Whammer. Let me hear you say, I'm the boss.
I am the boss.
Well, now that you're motivated, it's time for step three. Go get two yachts.
Step three, two yachts.
One for you, one for me.
Yeah, two yachts.
What's a yacht?
A yacht is a big fancy boat.
Two women boats, yeah!
Whatever I want, I get just by motivating the whammer to steal it. I'm the greatest evil genius of all time. Oh, you could... Well, I could... Wham!
Meanwhile, back at the used car dealership...
I mean, this is the last episode, Huggy. This is so not fair. I need to see that finale! Whoa. I guess wanting to see Pretty Princess was all I needed to get motivated. Motivated? Oh, well, you know, having a strong desire to do something and letting nothing stand in your way. Like, I could motivate you by saying, Huggy, if you escape those tires, I'm going to take you out for ice cream. See? Because I offered you ice cream, you were motivated to escape. I didn't mean right now, Huggy. We're a little busy.
Breaking news alert. The Whammer has been spotted trying to steal two yachts from the marina. Yowza. Now back to all climactic battle music all the time.
It's time for the big final battle between us and the Whammer. The finale. Word! Going somewhere, Whammer?
Yes?
Well, we're here to stop you.
Oh, Whammer. Now the Whammer has to put these big boats down, and the Whammer just got them up there.
Sorry. Now, Huggy! Okay, Whammer. Now, who's been motivating you to commit these crimes?
Nobody tells the Whammer what to do. The Whammer is his own boss.
But you're a sidekick. You've always been a sidekick.
Nope, not this time. This time, it's just the Whammer. Stealing whatever the coach says. Yeah, wham!
The coach?
Yeah, the coach.
If I could motivate the Whammer to steal things from me, I bet I could motivate other criminals, too. Well, I could open up my own criminal school.
Looks like you'll have to start it in jail.
Work, girl? Jail? Me? Never. Wait. That's a great idea. Jail's a perfect place to meet criminals. Come on in, guys. Take me to jail. Time to start my new villain training academy.
Oh, by the way, the Whammer wanted me to give you this message.
You tricked the Whammer. Now the Whammer's gonna trick you, yeah. See you in jail, coach. Wham.
On second thought.
Say hi to the Whammer in the Slammer. Nailed it. Well, Huggy, I think that was a pretty cool finale. There was lots of action, good triumphed.
Aren't you forgetting about something?
I don't think so.
The Pretty Princess finale?
The Pretty Princess! No! I missed the finale! Ugh! Now I'm never going to find out what happened to Pretty Princess!
I can tell you. Pretty Princess rescued Penelope Pony from Count Cloudy's Cloud Castle, but Count Cloudy chased after them and they used the Pretty Flower Mobile to get away and returned all the sunshine to Sparkletopia. Oh my gosh, it was the best finale ever! Not that I care. It was just on in the background, okay? Oh, whatever.
He really got into it, didn't he?
Did not!
Hey, look! There's another episode on right now!
Woo! There is?
Whoops, my mistake.
That'll motivate you to be nice to your siblings. And so, we come to the real finale. Word Girl has saved the day yet again, while TJ has discovered that princesses and ponies can be pretty cool after all. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Tommy, you correctly defined the word swerve. Ready to play the bonus round?
Sure am.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for swerve. Okay, give it a shot, Tommy.
TJ is clearly swerving, just like Huggy did on the unicycle. I'm gonna go with number one.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy.
Oh, I get it. A stationary bike. No need to swerve with one of those.
Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is labyrinth. Labyrinth is sort of like a fancy name for a maze. I like labyrinth because of the way it sounds. Labyrinth.
My favorite word is zinnias. I like the word zinnias because I know it's a really pretty flower and I love the sound of it. Zinnias.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what drowsy means. That's right. Drowsy means to feel really sleepy. Congratulations, Huggy. Drowsy